Let Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation. Keep them catching pokey pie.
So what were we talking about? We talked about Mount Gox, right? And that's where we ended, right? Yeah, I just think there is a lot of potential value in alternative monetary exchange methods and devices. And but, you know, here's the deal. We're always surprised by risk, it seems, nowadays. And to me, I mean, that's silliness. We suffer from the illusion that we can really... There are some things you can do to minimize risk. I mean, you know, you don't jump off a building. You know, don't do 100 miles an hour in your car. Wear a seatbelt. Wear a helmet if you're on a motorcycle. You know, don't jump into a river rapid if you don't know how to swim. You know, there are some things that you can do to reduce risk, some commonsensical sort of things. But you can't eliminate risk from life. And I think sometimes we kind of think that we should and we have to and we can't do anything until we do. And yeah, it's going to really narrow our choices down. I mean, we're going to become slaves to that if we haven't already become slaves to that. So, yes, this Mt. Gox thing is a bad thing. And some people will have lost some considerable cash, so to speak. Virtual cash. But you know what? That's just how it goes. Particularly with new stuff like this. And they're going to be, you know, and look, if you go into something like Bitcoin and you think that somehow you're going to be immune to the risk, well, then you're an idiot.
And you deserve it.
Well, almost. I mean, if you go in thinking that, you know, oh, this is risky for them, and it's risky for everybody else. But no, I know how to do this, and I'm going to do it different, and I'm going to do it special, and I'm not going to be vulnerable to the risk. Guess what? You're wrong. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
Let's see. So the Olympics are over. There's a.
Was this an incredibly exciting Olympics, or is it just me?
The Russians have invaded Ukraine. Let's see. But luckily they did it after the Olympics, so they didn't look bad. What else has happened lately? Of course, the Apple thing with the people getting all their stuff stolen. Which is worse than the Target thing because it's more information.
Well,
more data.
Yeah. I mean, you know, talking about being, if you think you're immune to risk, are you kidding? I mean, every day you read the news. What does it tell you? It's nothing but risk.
It's true. You know, as soon as you're born, you're in risk.
Well, and you know what happens, too, is that so many of the things that we do, you know, I talked about, you know, wearing a helmet when you're on a motorcycle and, you know, wearing your seatbelt when you're in a car and, you know, learning how to swim. And, you know, there's some things you can do to reduce risk. But what happens at some point, there's a threshold where our efforts to avoid risk actually then begin, they flip and actually begin to create more problems. And I think in many cases that's where we're at now. That in our aversion to risk and in our natural desire to minimize risk, it's an intelligent
and you
can desire.
A, yeah, you become agoraphobic.
Well, and not only that, but you set up systems that actually make things worse. I mean, when you do go out, you know,
less freedom is what you're saying.
Well, less freedom, less. I mean, you know, look, when my boys were growing up, I literally used to tell them, get off the game, go climb a tree and fall and break your leg. You need to do that. Now, I was not encouraging them to break the leg, but the point I was making was absolutely true. I'll tell you something. Breaking your leg is not bad. I mean, you know, as a human, you need to do things, and you need to experience pain and
injury.
I'm not saying that they have. You know, what I'm saying, people will take wrong.
Yeah, don't take a bat and hit your kid in the leg and
break
their leg.
Yeah, but you know, you have to go live. And the less you do that, the worse it is for you.
Let me live!
What was that one with Mel Gibson? The
freedom.
Yeah, the freedom thing from, what's his name? Braveheart.
Yeah.
But you have to go out and you have to live life. Do the common sense safety things and whatnot. But don't, if you cocoon yourself, if you cover yourself with bubble wrap, you're going to suffocate.
Yep.
Okay, that's the in a nutshell what's going to happen.
Yep.
Don't do that.
And you'll sweat a lot.
Yeah. But it is kind of fun when you fall down because it goes pop, 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 pop.
Yeah. As you roll down the street wrapped in bubble wrap.
I've tried that.
Speaking of risks and some problems, so one of them got solved this last week, and it was very interesting because Rush actually made it a big point of his show. I think it was yesterday. The update from Apple. They released an update to their OS X. It's a 10.9.2. Their last version had some pretty significant problems with SSL, mail problems, and other issues with their App Store. 10.9.2 out and available, fixing some very important vulnerabilities in the Apple OS, and that underscores one of the things that I've talked about for decades. You know, if you think that you buy an Apple and that you're immune because Apples don't have problems with infections and vulnerabilities and all this stuff, please wake up. You know, great operating system, great hardware, great company, still manufactured by human beings on Earth and all that that entails. In fact, it's quite interesting because one of the security conferences this last week, they did a whole bunch of testing, and the results of many of the tests in some of the panels was that Windows 8 is the most secure operating system right now. Now, there are a whole lot of Apple folks, a whole lot of Linux folks that are running around like the hair's on fire because of that. And I'm sure in different scenarios, it might be Apple. In different scenarios, it might be Linux. You know, there's no question that in many ways, Apple and Linux platforms are fundamentally more secure. But Microsoft has done a decent job. I mean, as much as I've been negative about Windows 8 in terms of the interface and Metro and not giving desktop users any reasonably easy, quick out to kind of have a more conventional desktop, laptop type interface. They've done a good job with securing things. In fact, I mean, I have talked about this, where Internet Explorer 11 is really a good browser. Now, it's got issues sometimes with compatibility because it's so far advanced from Internet Explorer 8 and 9. But 11 really is a pretty secure, incredibly fast browser, and you know, and it seems even faster than it is in light of how bad IE has been in the past. You know, not only is it a significant improvement over the prior versions of Internet Explorer, I mean, a huge, monstrous step better. It's better than their competitors in many ways. I mean, I told you when I first got to Windows 8 and 8.1, just as kind of a everyday life test of using Windows 8 on an everyday use, exclusive use laptop, just to see how horrible Windows 8 and 8.1 could be, I was really stunned to see that the best browser in terms of just poking around the Internet and having it be really quick and fast and reliable was Internet Explorer 11. Weird. I mean, you know, how many decades have we made fun of Microsoft for being clunky and stupid and insecure and evil? It goes without saying. And now, even Linux and Mac guys are having to say, ooh, geez, you know, maybe they've done a pretty decent job. And they have. We'll be back with more of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Your calls at 866-821-8255. Only 112 stories left to cover.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Available live, online, every week, or browse the show archives anytime at DaveMason.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.